I am truly and honestly humbled by the opportunity to serve amongst you. And I do not take the charge lightly and the opportunity. And in the last couple of months that I've spent here, the Lord has really laid each one of you in my heart. And it's truly His doing. And I've interacted with some of you. Some of you have invited us to your homes, and we appreciate that. And we long to get to know you a little bit more, and to nurture you, and for you to nurture us too, to challenge us too, and to grow into what God is doing. So it is humbling, an opportunity to be here, and I thank God for it. I appreciate God for it, and I thank God for Pastor Dan for just embracing us and granting us this opportunity. So continue praying for us, and we'll continue praying for you. Cool. So today's one of the wonderful things about today, apart from the commissioning, is we are going to baptize two of our young ones who have declared and proclaimed out of their own volition their faith in Christ and their willingness to display that faith through baptism. So I'm going to talk about three things, and then we're going to baptize them. One, baptism, what is it, when should you do it, and why should you do it? This is the short version of it, right? What is baptism? Very simple. It is immersion of one underwater and bringing them out to symbolize the death, resurrection, and newness of life that we get through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Remember, it is the immersion of one in and out. So you don't immerse them and leave them there. You have to bring them out, right? That's baptism. When should we do it? As we see in the Bible, it is not a matter of age or time. It is really about one's profession of faith. So in the Acts, you see a lot of someone would proclaim their conversion by accepting what Jesus did. And then afterwards, they would be baptized, like right then and there, like the eunuch on his journey when Philip was brought nearby, and then Philip explained the word to him. And then the eunuch asked, "Is there anything keeping me from being baptized?" They saw water and they baptized him, right? In Acts 1:8, after the Holy Spirit comes and Peter declares the message, and it says 3,000 were baptized into the faith afterwards. So it's about you proclaiming your faith and you getting baptized. Why should we do it? One, it is a commandment from the Lord. In Matthew 28, 18 and 19, it says, "Jesus drew near to them and said, 'I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go then to all people everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I will be with you always to the end of the age.'" So Jesus commanded baptism, right? So that's why we do it. Two, it's an expression of union with Christ. Uniting in his death, in his resurrection, and the life that he gives afterward. So when you get baptized, if you have been baptized, what you are saying at that point is, "I'm uniting my life with the life that Jesus did." And if you haven't been baptized, think about it. And if you want to talk about it more, if you haven't and you're trying to figure out whether it's truly that important, feel free to approach me or Pastor Dan after this and talk about it more. Because it is uniting your life. Yes, if you have a tough question about baptism, come, let's have a discussion. But you're truly, what you're saying is this, you're symbolizing this. One, that you're accepting the death that Jesus gave. Two, that you're accepting that he resurrected, and so will you. And three, the new life that came out of his resurrection is what you're getting as you go in and as you come out. That's why it is important to be baptized. So if you haven't and you're thinking about it, feel free to see us after this. At this point, we're going to hear testimonies from those who are being baptized, and then we'll get to get wet a little bit. Thank you.